Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. first year that I'm not going. As you know, this de-expeditioning thing gets kind of costly, so I've blown a lot of money over the last 3 or 4 years on my hobby, so it's time to take a year off from Visalia. I think Dick is going. I'm not 100% certain, but I'm pretty sure he usually makes it. Even though he says he's not going to, he usually does. And there's still an outside chance that I'll go, but I kind of doubt it. The smart money is to put it into my house right now. And our last de-expedition, we hit two spots. We were on Tuvalu. We were Tango 2, Tango, Tango. For most of the trip, for 48 hours, we operated Tango 2 X-ray, X-ray for the CQ Worldwide CW contest. And then we left Tuvalu and we went to Fiji, to Rocky Rocky Fiji, which almost no longer exists after yesterday. I've got some friends there that I'm worried about. But northeast coast of Fiji, we were there for 10 days, operated 3 Delta 2 Radio Juliet.
Okay, well, it sounds good, and no, I understand about Fiji, and that's certainly a serious concern, and for a valid reason. And I grew up in Louisiana, so I understand what the winds can do. And, you know, living in Southern California is a much, much more benign environment now. And I've got a DB-42 on a 89-footer, so we're rather sensitive to the winds where I live, and fortunately we don't get them very often. But anyway, all right, you sound like you wanted to go, and don't let me keep you, but please tell Dick hello for us, and be good to see you and him. Committee to for the planning of this convention, and we support the overseas DXers as much as we can. KW7XX from K5KT Mobile 6.
Yeah, real good, Joe. Signal's way up now. You're 5 and 9, solid 5 and 9 now that I've got the antenna down your way. And I will make sure to tell Dick hello, and I'll have him look for you in Visalia. And perhaps I'll see you in Visalia, just not sure yet. What else was I going to add? Oh, the lady who rented us the home in Fiji, we rented a house for 10 days, and she called me on the phone knowing that we were ham radio operators, and she's asked me to try and find some contact with that region, but I don't think the Red Cross is in there yet. We know a couple of hams over there. Rocky 3 Delta 2 Delta Delta. He's on the other side of the island in Nandi. Now, they didn't get hit quite as hard as the region that we stayed in, but Ryan, we know Rocky has a generator, and he has some antennas that I left him, plus he has a vertical of his own, so hopefully he'll be able to get that generator fired up. Still waiting to hear something, but I don't think the Red Cross has been able to get in there yet. But 185 mile an hour sustained winds, 225 mile an hour gust, and just almost a direct hit from where we stayed. About 30 miles south is where it made landfall. she doesn't hold out much hope that there's anything left of her home there. Okay, take care. All the best to you, Joe. Kilo 5, Kilo Tango, Mobile 6 from KW7XX. All the best.
Yeah, thanks, Dean, and good talking with you, and we'll look forward. Thank you.